Good morning, kid. Welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. Today, I'm Robert Jeremy Autry, and my co-host is...
Kennedy Gray Summerlin.
Good job remembering your whole name. That's awesome. Today, we're talking about how to glorify God, but let's back all the way up and review all of our questions. You ready, Kennedy? Who made you?
God made me.
What else did God make?
God made everything.
That's right. Why did God make you?
To glorify Him and enjoy Him forever.
Okay, here's the hard one. How can you glorify God?
By loving Him and obeying Him.
You get a 100. Whatever else goes on today, I don't know. You're on the way to school. It's Thursday morning. I don't know what else is going to happen, but you got a 100 on your first test. Great job. Today, we're Miss Betsy, you know her?
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be here, and she's going to be talking about loving God and how we love God by obeying God. And at first, that sounded so weird to me that we have to do what He says because we love Him, but after I thought about it and listened to what she had to say, it's making a lot of sense. So Miss Betsy's going to come. She's going to talk about that. But first, a probably terrible joke of the day.
Hey, Sophia.
Yeah?
What did one hat say to the other hat?
Oh, no. What?
You go on ahead. I'll wait here.
Good morning, kids. Let's wake up. This is Miss Betsy, and today we are answering the question, how can you glorify God? You probably know by now the answer is by loving Him and obeying Him. Yesterday, we talked about loving God from the inside out, on purpose, and with everything we have. Today, we're going to talk about how our love from God causes us to obey Him. In John 14:15, we see that Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Jesus is explaining to us that it's not enough to feel love for Him. It's not enough to use our minds to learn about Him, but to truly love Him, we should do the things He tells us to do. This is what it looks like for our love to move from the inside to the outside. This is what it will look like when we choose to love God with everything we are and everything we have. We do what He says to do. Our relationship with God is different from any other relationship we have. If we truly love Him, we will treat Him as our Lord. Only God gets that kind of treatment. But the idea works for our other relationships too. Loving your parents means treating them like your parents, with respect and kindness. Loving your friend means treating them like a friend, hanging out with them, caring about their feelings. Loving a pet means treating them like a pet, taking care of them and spending time with them. And so loving God means treating Him like your Lord, worshiping Him, serving Him, and obeying Him above everyone else. So, if we love God by obeying Him, we first have to find out what He tells us to do so we can know how to obey. The good thing is, He wrote it all down for us. He literally gave us the Bible, and it contains His instructions to us. By reading the Bible and listening to people teach from the Bible, we learn what God wants us to do. Then, we can actively love Him by doing the things we've learned.